From 94.9 KUOW, I'm Marcy Silman in for Steve Scher. The human brain contains approximately 100 billion neurons. You can think of neurons as little connectors that respond to outside stimuli, then link up to form pathways in our brains. That's a very simplistic explanation, but at this point in time, the brain's still largely a mystery to researchers as well as to folks like me. That could change in the coming decades. At his State of the Union address earlier this month, President Obama called for a brain mapping project, something like the successful human genome mapping project. Joining us to talk more about what a brain project would look like and about some of the research already underway is Dr. Patricia Kuhl. She's a professor and co-director of the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences, iLabs for short. She's in Washington, D.C., joining us by phone. Hi, Professor Kuhl. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So you are in the nation's capital to talk specifically about the president's proposal. And so I'm hoping that you can explain a little bit more about what a big brain mapping project would be.
Well, it's very, very interesting, and it sounds like it's going to be quite broad in the end. But it's like a tale of two cities here. On the one hand, they're discussing sequestration and budget cuts, and on the other hand, there's tremendous excitement about brain science and what can be achieved that will help all aspects of society, even our littlest children.
And it wouldn't come cheap, so we're talking about cutting budgets and funding hundreds of millions of dollars, probably $1 billion worth of research, right?
Exactly. So it's not clear where that money is going to come from. And there's different proposals. One is a very broad initiative that describes a sort of approach that has three prongs. And one of those prongs has to do with cognition and learning. Another prong has to do with traumatic brain injury. And yet a third prong has to do with the disabilities of the brain, such as Alzheimer's and autism. It's a very broad attack allowed by the brand new tools of modern neuroscience. I mean, the fact that we can actually get in there and see what's happening.
Which is something that you and iLabs have been working on with the most sophisticated technology. So this multi-pronged approach seems like it's a little bit more complicated than the Human Genome Project, but maybe it's because I don't know a whole lot about science.
Well, this is big science. This is the kind of thing that's going to take many, many participants and cooperation among the federal agencies that fund, and even private-public partnerships to provide the kind of funding that would need to be there to attract the scientists and the broad array of scientists that are needed. In my own case, and that's different than what Christoph is tackling, we're looking at the littlest children, and the scientific tools we've now developed over the last 3 to 5 years allow us to look in detail at the active brain, a child learning in real time, so we can see movies of the structures of the brain, the fiber tracts of the brain, and the activity, the current flow in the brain as the child processes a word in their own language as opposed to listening to a word from a foreign language. So we've got opportunity to do something we've never before been able to do. So we can tackle what is the science of learning? What does it mean to learn something? What parts of the brain at one point in time predict months or even years later which kids will be successful at reading and not? How memory actually forms and functions to allow you to recall various things about the sights and scenes and sounds that you need to put to work when you attempt to create a new idea, to be innovative.
We're talking with Dr. Patricia Kuhl of the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Science. And this is research that you've already started, Dr. Kuhl. So how would what you do would you fit into this overall brain mapping project? Or, I mean, how would that work?
Well, there'll be many. We don't know exactly on the ground how it will work, and there are going to be many aspects to it. If you look at the bill that Representative Chaka Fattah has offered, it has this sort of broad perspective, and that means we believe it's going to fund many different kinds of aspects. So tracking the individual neurons across the whole brain, that's one look at a sort of molecular level. Another level is a systems level that looks to the operations of the brain that we're most interested in, cognition. How do kids come to the ability to solve problems? how do they acquire a language and use that language to read and understand information that's not in their world, but something that introduces new worlds to them? How is it that they form moral judgments? How do they control their impulses? All of these things are successful to school and indeed to life. And we know that the opportunities for the brain to acquire that information, the opportunities to learn, are not equal across children in the United States or again, the world. The opportunities to learn are not equal. And so it's important that we understand during these critical windows of opportunity early in development, what do children's brains need to function at their optimum level?
Now, it sounds so exciting. Obviously, this is something that you're invested in, but not every neuroscientist in the country actually supports the idea of a big brain mapping project that would involve multi-university research, do they?
I think that that's true. No matter what you put on the table, what proposal you put on the table, there will be critics. And it depends how, in the end, it actually looks. I think we're now at the ideational stage. It's not sure on the ground how it will actually function. At the point at which bills are offered and the president's made, created an initiative, it will go to the Office of Science and Technology Policy to create a working plan, you know, for on the ground. And right now, we can't describe exactly how that's going to work. I think at this point, what people are excited about is the potential. We've turned to brain science as a way to ameliorate some of society's ills, and that goes from Alzheimer's and autism to preparing children for school, because the preparation gap is something that our country needs to solve if we're going to create a citizenry that can be innovative and take the jobs that we have open in our companies and industry, as opposed to them shopping around the rest of the world for well-trained people to work in their companies.
Do you have any sense of the timetable for an official proposal about this brain mapping project?
Well, when we asked here in Washington what the timetable was, no one could give a specific answer, but everyone gave the response fast.
Fast. I had heard at least one report March, which is tomorrow. So
exactly.
Perhaps not that fast.
Well, I would imagine it to be in the next 12 months, which is very fast for anything that takes government action.
Huh. And then if this is actually proposed and enacted and funded, your work at iLabs would fit into the overall project?
We are going to compete, and I believe we will be competitive. So, yes, we will be right there attempting to convince the powers that be that some energy and some resources ought to be put into development of the mind of our youngest citizens, because they have tremendous potential. We've now developed the technology that allows us to see the brain in action, to make predictions, to understand how these critical windows of opportunity in development, what opens them and what closes them, how do they actually work? And so, yes, we think that that's a winning argument. We have found all over Washington that is a winning argument. And so whatever form this competition takes, we will be right there.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Yeah, thank you for asking me.
Dr. Patricia Kuhl is a professor and co-director of the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences, iLabs. And as you heard her speak, you realize that she's focused primarily on very young children and finding out where learning takes place in our brains.